Cherry Bader showed I-35. I suppose I should have done this one when I was doing that scary Happy Meal box. Scary by at least one person's measure. Have you heard the new Burger King tagline? Have you heard this? You know the one they've had forever, right? Have it your way. For, 40 years. 40 years they've been doing have it your way. Remember, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us. Have it your... Jason doesn't allow me to sing. Good call, by the way, on his part. Trust me, he's right on that. But we all know that, right? So, they are now changing have it your way to be your way. It's amazing the conclusion to which a lot of people who sent this to me, not a lot, several, have sent this to me are jumping. That it's a gay outreach. Be your way. I have another theory. It could be to tell fat people, come to Burger King anyway. Just saying. Well, no, you probably shouldn't have the Whopper with large fries. But, yeah, it's weird. It seems like they're never on the way to where I am. But I'm okay with Burger King. I just haven't, even before I started losing the weight, I haven't done fast food in a long, long time. Oh, the smell is, yeah. Yeah, they do. They have that charbroiled. I just like junk food. It's just true. But I that's one thing I had been good about even before I started losing the weight. I've just tried. Be your way. My initial reaction, I think it's really stupid. You know how I am. When you have something good, don't change it just to change it. This, to me, seems the ultimate example.
Well, it's been 40 years.
So what? If it's working, the example I gave is Nationwide is on your side. That's 50 years. What did they do? They celebrated it. And it's still true today. Is there a reason you want to de-emphasize the selling point that you can have the it any way you want?
What do you got? What?
Jason's distracting me here. Is that still a main selling point? That you can customize, that you can look and see what you see and decide this is what I want, and this is exactly how I want it. If that's the case, then you should celebrate that. You should rejoice in that. That still hits home. Well, or does it? It can be elusive, I guess, because they're changing. They're changing it. I think it's stupid. I, however, am not buying into the conspiracy theory that it's some type of gay outreach. It could be, I guess, but I think it's stupid. Speaking of stupid, let's talk about America's youth. How's that to hack everybody off? Are you calling all of American kids stupid? Well, no. Maybe they're all spoiled. We have talked a lot about the temper tantrums on campus of late, where speakers are disinvited. Now, a larger point that's been made here is, yes, it's students protesting, not just conservatives, but even liberals who have the temerity to apparently have wrong think on certain issues. But the real criticism has been of the adults in the room, or those who should be the adults in the room, faculty, who should know better than to jump in with 20-year-old kids and protest this nonsense. Brett Stevens in today's Wall Street Journal goes after the kids. He has a faux commencement address to the class of 2014. I want to read this, and then I'm going to have a question for you. So listen carefully to this. Listen carefully to his argument about the youth of today. And then I'm going to have a question I'm going to want you to answer. To the class of 2014. Dear class of 2014, Allow me to be the first to offend you baldly and unapologetically. Here you are, 22 or so years on planet Earth, and your entire lives have been one long episode of offense avoidance. The spotless record is now culminated in your refusals to listen to commencement speakers whose mature convictions and experiences might offend your convictions and experiences, or what passes for them. Modern education has done its work well. In you, class of 2014, the coward soul has filled the void left by the blank mind. When I last delivered a commencement address via column to the class of 2012, I complained about the dismaying inverse relationship between that class's self-regard and its command of basic facts. This led to one cascade of angry letters, blog posts, and college newspaper columns from the under 25 set, and another cascade of appreciative letters from their parents, professors, and employers. Of the former, my favorite came from a 2012 graduate of an elite Virginia college who wrote to me to say that America has a hefty appetite for BS, and I'm ready and willing to deliver on that demand. I gave him points for boldness and cheekily wrote back asking if we might consider his letter for publication. The bravado vanished. He demurred. I never ask permission. When they send me a letter and it's signed, I use it. I'm surprised the Wall Street Journal. Wow. He goes on. Well, class of 2012, I did you a small injustice. At least the pretense of knowledgeability was important to you. For the class of 2014, it seems that inviolable ignorance is the only true bliss. It's not just the burgeoning list of rescinded invitations to potentially offensive commencement speakers. Ian Hersey, Aaliyah Brandeis, Condi Rice at Rutgers, Christine Lagarde at Smith, and Robert Bergenau at Haverford. In February, students at Dartmouth issued a list of 72 demands for transformative justice. Among them, mandate sensitivity training, organized continued external reviews of the college's structural racism, classism, ableism, sexism, and heterosexism, and create a policy banning the Indian mascot. When the demands weren't automatically met, the students seized an administration building. At Brown, a Facebook page is devoted to the subject of microaggressions, a growth area in the grievance industry. Example of microaggression. Listen to this. You want to talk about microaggression. As a dark-skinned black person, I feel alienated from social justice spaces or conversations about institutional racism here at Brown when non-black people of color say things like, let's move away from the white-black binary. I don't know. Yeah, that's micro. And then there are trigger warnings. In Saturday's New York Times, Jennifer Medina reports that students and like-minded faculty are demanding warnings on study material that trigger symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Chinua Achebe's Things Fall Apart was cited by one faculty document at Overland as a novel that could trigger readers who have experienced racism, colonialism, religious persecution, violence, suicide, and more. Similar Tipper Gore-type efforts are underway at UC Santa Barbara, George Washington University, and other second- and third-tier schools. Did I just offend some readers by saying that? Sorry, but it's true. Any student who demands and gets emotional pampering from his university needs to pay a commensurate price in intellectual derision. College was once about preparing boys and girls to become men and women, not least through a process of desensitization to discomforting ideas. Now, it's just a $240,000 extension of kindergarten. Maybe Oberlin can start offering courses in Sharing is Caring. Students can read The Gruffalo with trigger warnings that it potentially stigmatizes people with hairy backs. This is the bind you find yourselves in, class of 2014. No society, not even one that cossets the young as much as ours does, can treat you as children forever. A central teaching of Genesis is that knowledge is purchased at the expense of innocence. A core teaching of the ancients is that personal dignity is obtained through habituation to virtue. And at least one basic teaching of true liberalism is that the essential right of free people is the right to offend. An essential responsibility of free people is to learn how to cope with being offended. I'll grant you this, it's not all your fault. the semi and post literates who overran the humanities departments at most universities long before I ever set foot in college are the main culprits here. Then again, it shouldn't be that hard to figure out what it takes to live in a free country. The ideological brainwashing that takes place on campus isn't yet coercive. There's good news in that. You can still take charge of your education and of your lives. The cocoon years are over. The microaggressions are about to pour down. Deal with it. Revel in it. No consequential idea ever failed to offend someone. No consequential person was ever spared great offense. Those of you who want to lead meaningful lives need to begin unlearning most of what you have been taught, starting right now. Brett Stevens, today's Wall Street Journal. I'm going to have more on that. I'm going to want your thoughts on that. I hope you are listening carefully, because in just a bit here, I'm going to ask, look, when I was 22, I thought I knew everything. I think most 22-year-olds do. However, are we dealing with a much bigger phenomenon than that here, as Stevens argues? We'll get to that in 3 minutes. It's 9:47. Traded emails with Dr. Litwin of Proactive Weight Loss Solutions over the weekend on things I can do to continue. I actually want to continue my weight loss, even though I'm not on the program, but he continues to help me out. I still want to lose a few pounds. I am approaching 60 pounds lost. I think I'm right at about 55 now. Depending on the scale, it's anywhere between 55 and 58. And I'm reaching this point, well, what do I do here now? And he's still there. And my wife, as she continues to have questions, reaches out to him as well. It is really the hallmark of what separates it from a diet. It's a complete weight loss program. There are a lot of elements to it. People always want me to explain on the air. I can't. But really, I want to really stress that you're not out on your own on that. He's there to help you. And again, be you listening in Wausau, be you listening in Sheboygan. By the way, there are Jerry Bader Show listeners in both cities now. A lady in Wausau is keeping me up to date. 14 pounds in 14 days. Now that's, I will tell you, that's on the high end. I didn't experience that. My wife isn't experiencing that. But we have experienced steady weight loss. It can work for you. Find out more again wherever you are. 920-268-1386. Call Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.